Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You all right, Brittany?
Yeah, it's just the noises coming from Leroy were insane.
Very, very big with the ASMR today.
I'm not doing anything!
Okay. What am I to do with this, J-Fig? Because he's going to lash out at me again. I got to handle this with he's very prickly today.
Leroy, I adore you, but I need to tell you that your mic is coming on real hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is all.
That is all. And also, you know, stop slouching, dude.
Yeah, don't do that. Sit up.
For leaning out of the camera.
And maybe, oh!
Right. Did you do that on purpose?
Nah.
Do what?
His internet just stinks. His comedic timing is not that good.
I was going to say, well, the internet's comedic timing is great.
What happened?
Your camera just went straight up black.
Sergey Bobrovsky. No,
I thought you turned off your camera.
Oh, no.
Nah.
I have no idea what's going on with my internet today.
It's not good.
And I don't have cheap internet.
Well, David.
Are you still on AT&T?
Yeah.
I wonder if the wildfires are like messing with the network. Maybe too many people are on it or something like that.
Have they finally gotten that down?
Because no idea.
I passed right when it was it started.
I'm trying to give him every excuse in the book, but you know it's
still snowing.
Any hoodles? Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. NBA playoffs yesterday. Cavs beat the Pistons. Donovan Mitchell, 43 points. Lakers swept by the Thunder. LeBron James, is his career over? No. But he hasn't decided yet. I will say, though, I just find LeBron's tenure as a Laker very strange. Very strange. I thought it was weird. I don't like the fact that he played 8 years in LA. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like it should have been more significant for the star that he is. Obviously, a lot of significant things happened as far as like trading for Anthony Davis and then amazingly trading for Luka Doncic. It almost makes you feel like things are in it for the Lakers. I don't know. Some people may think that, not me. I obviously think it's on the up and up in a league run by Adam Silver. Nothing suspicious about that at all, that they would get Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic in the time LeBron James was there. But neither here nor there. I do think, though, with only having one championship there in the bubble only because Goran Dragic got hurt, one has to wonder, you know, you look at that. Do you think like he looks upon that era as like a success? I mean, he made Space Jam. Good for him. He got his son there. Like, cool things happened while he was in L.A. He just didn't do a lot of significant winning outside of Goran Dragic's leg exploding.
It's weird because when you say he's been there for 8 years, it does sound like, wow, he was really there for a long
time. Yeah, and it doesn't feel like that. Like,
it's
the most insignificant part of his career, which is weird to say because
he's got a championship everywhere.
He does, but like that's the longest you've been there with the fewest championships, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and like I would say, every time he's gotten a star, they got hurt. Anthony Davis, he won a championship, but he used to get banged up a lot. Luka.
Yeah, Luka.
Although I don't know what they would have been with Luka. I don't know you get by OKC.
They're not getting by OKC with Luka.
Right.
They're not getting by Luka. They're not. Maybe they get a game, but they're not winning that series. They're not beating them. Especially with old dominating there. That ain't gonna happen. Not with him as your big. Maybe the other two with Rudy Gobert and Wembanyama, maybe something can happen there, but not that Lakers squad. That's not happening. But yeah, it's crazy. 8 years.
Is this all boiling down to San Antonio and OKC?
I'm not counting out Minnesota. I'm not counting out Minnesota.
I think Minnesota plays just enough bully ball, but has enough talent around it that they could play a different type of game, but they're going to try to play bully ball. And it's shown that it affects Wimby. And so I know that that could get to him.
Dade South says he used Miami for college years and LA is the retirement home. Yeah, the side quests of LA. That's what it felt like. I'll tell you one thing right now, though. If he would have stayed in Miami, he would have caught Jordan easily. The math adds up. Like, it's just, he won the most championships here in the fewest amount of times. Then you went over.
You would have been so mad if they got rid of D Wade while LeBron was here.
They wouldn't have, though. They wouldn't have. Okay. Like, okay. Honestly, if you would have.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
I mean, fair assumptions.
But then the other thing is that, okay, remember Chris Bosh got sick.
Yeah, Chris Bosh did get sick. I mean, who knows?
And that would have happened regardless.
We don't know that.
But I'm just that those are facts that
we don't know that
happened.
We don't know.
You can argue that they would have kept D Wade.
Who's to say?
Okay, I'm not gonna argue with you there. Mm-hmm. Okay, even though it can't be proven. But what happened to Chris Bosh happened less than a year after LeBron left.
Here's the thing though. You would have had LeBron. If we're gonna go all things that you would have had Hassan Whiteside in his peak heyday as a rim protector, and you would have still traded for Goran Dragic to replace Mario Chalmers. Like, you still would have had an arsenal to be there with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. So as much as it would have hurt to lose Chris Bosh, it certainly would have. They would have been in a better spot to replace him. In your theoretical world where Chris Bosh still gets blood clots because LeBron's still here, much different universe. It's big of you to go and assume that that's going to happen. But even if you did, still other levers to pull. Six championships at least if he's still here. But four's good. Hey, four's good. It's not Jordan, but it's good. But if you would have gone by like the pace you were winning championships with in Miami, as opposed to squeezing all the juice out of a turnip in Cleveland, and then basically getting lucking into a championship in LA because Goran Dragic's foot exploded. I mean, you're going up against Kelly Olynyk, dude. Like, Jimmy Butler and Kelly Olynyk sitting here. Like, that's what he had to go through. Bam had one arm after the series that he just had against Boston. So, look, whatever happened, happened. But I'm just saying, if he would have been here, caught Jordan easily. But we'll never know. Unless he wants to come back here for one last ride. But we'll see. Right now, leader in the clubhouse, it's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's coming here. But aside from that, he's got to have some. Even he said it this year, you know? He had to acknowledge when Pat Riley got his statue. He's like, maybe I should have stayed. He basically said that. Because he knows. And sitting here, he's...
Listen, it's very easy after the fact to look back and say, yeah, I maybe didn't make the best decision, but it doesn't mean that he didn't enjoy his decision. You know what I mean?
Do you think he enjoyed his decision, though? Like, I get, like...
To go to L.A.?
Well, here's the thing. Even the Cleveland decision. Here's the thing. Cleveland didn't seem like he had a lot of fun. Like, he was snipping at all points with the coach. He hated the owner. He belittled Kevin Love. He and Kyrie were not on the same page. He traded half of his team. Now, he was an incredible force, but all he had to go through was the Raptors. So
I mean, he won a championship there.
I understand. I'm not saying he accomplished what he had to accomplish, but do you think he had fun? Like, the most fun that he had was most likely with Miami.
Sometimes going through it may suck, but in the end, if you accomplish what you set out to accomplish, then you can put all that aside.
Did he look like he was having fun when J.R. Smith forgot the score?
Oh, my goodness. Like, dude, man.
Right. And then
to this day, I remember the look on LeBron's face. I mean,
how could you not?
Would you rather play with J.R. Smith or JaVale McGee?
JaVale McGee's won multiple championships.
JaVale McGee is also known for chucking up a half court shot with 15 seconds.
I think JaVale McGee's I think if we're going to talk like who's more of a wild card, I definitely think it's J.R. Smith. I think JaVale McGee has got past a lot of that stuff.
J.R. Smith at least was a scorer.
I understand, but I mean, they're different roles.
Okay.
But And then L.A., I mean, you had the Lonzo Ball team. They all hated his guts. They cast them all out. He somehow kept Kuzma. You know?
Are we putting Kuzma in the same class with DeAndre Ayton as, like, guys who we think should have been far more productive? Because to this day, there's still teams that say, man, Kuzma on the wing, we can get something out of him.
No, I don't think anybody thinks that anymore. I think the Wizards ruined him.
The Wizards ruined him?
Yeah.
All right.
Once you went to the Wizards, it was just like, did you remember those teams with him and Jordan Poole?
Oh, my God.
That's the most unserious basketball team in history.
Jordan Poole was getting his.
My goodness. But, yeah, I think if he stayed with Miami, much more fun, six championships. But we'll never know.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
So are you.
I'm not.
Seems like you are. You're just dismissing
it. I tried very hard to only state the facts of what happened.
That's not true.
What? The only thing that I said, I'll give you conjecture on all the other stuff. The only fact that we have is Bosch got sick.
Yeah, but I just gave
you. That's the only fact.
I already patched that up.
Yeah, but while it was going on, you didn't know it was going to be like that. You understand what I'm saying? So while you're replacing the end result, while this is going on, you don't know this is career ending.
Yeah, I understand, but there was also other pieces there. If you're giving me LeBron still in his prime with that team, with Dwayne Wade, Goran Dragic, and Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah.
Like, still, like, who in the E, you think the Raptors are beating that?
No. At that point, the East was
a joke.
Like, LeBron.
Yeah.
And whoever LeBron played for.
The only team that would have beaten him would be if Chris Bosh stayed healthy with Dwayne Wade, Goran Dragic, Hassan Whiteside, and Lou Alding. That team would have beaten him. But Chris Bosh got sick, so we'll never know. He's really gotten lucky on the Heat injuries, like if you're really thinking about it. So I'm going to take away two rings. So really he only has the Heat rings, if you really think about it, through Heat health. Like Heat misfortunes of health. LeBron is only a two-time champion, and that's with the Miami Heat. So really he got lucky twice, if we're thinking about it. Yeah. But if he stayed with the Heat, six championships. But you want to sit here and just deal with the facts. I'll deal with great assumptions, but accurate assumptions.
Still assumptions, though.
No. Accurate assumptions, though. Like, seriously.
Oh, accurate assumptions are different?
Yeah. So there's the blood clots ring, and then there's the Goran Dragic ring. Those Heat and even Pat Riley said it. That's why there's always going to be that asterisk.
Oh,
not with the Bosh one.
Which was another thing you were behind.
He didn't have to apologize for that. But Pat Riley said, I will to this day, Pat Riley did not have to apologize for saying there was an asterisk on that series. Was it an unfair question by me? No, it wasn't. If you have your leading scorer and your starting center injured for a series, one guy couldn't even do a push-up, the other guy couldn't walk. And if you're Pat Riley and you're thinking to yourself, damn, what would our team have been? Why is that not a reasonable thing to bring up? After, by the way, 4 minutes of him saying how he couldn't do it, then he was talking about wilt and all these injuries back in the day of Showtime. He's like, can't do that. But in his honest moments, of course, when Pat Riley's drinking his wine by the fireplace, he thinks to himself, we would have won that championship.
You're making a lot of assumptions what other people think.
I don't have to make assumptions. He said it to me. He said it.
Because you asked the question. Got Pat in trouble. Jimmy's out of here.
I didn't want him out of here.
And now you're bragging about the questions.
I'm not bragging about the questions. I wanted
you. You are.
Here. I'm the only
then
one.
Then why
wanted
are you using
here.
The answers to the questions that you asked?
Well, right now I'm trying to build evidence against my case, for my case that LeBron would have six championships if he stayed in Miami, but because he left Miami, he only has four championships, but two of them are only because of Heat injuries and illness.
I mean, he could probably, you think he could say that now about not having Luka?
Maybe. I mean, Luka's never done it. It's true.
You're insufferable.
What do you mean, dude? Luka's never done it.
I mean, yeah. But having a sidekick like LeBron.
Yeah, but you know who was going to ruin it.
Who?
DeAndre Ayton, dude. He was going to ruin it. Like, you just can't. You can't win a championship with him as your center. You just can't.
Can I just say, like, I'm normally not that guy, but I was watching TV going, damn, he sucks. I'm like, I didn't know what else to say.
Well, right? I don't know. I don't think there's anything else to say. But a couple of things here. First, give us another weather update, huh? Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs and maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
All right. It is. Mostly cloudy. Winds look like they're 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's hard to see a direction, but it looks like they're coming somewhere out of the east. But it's hard to tell because it's so cloudy. Expect a shower later on in the day. And I'm going to tell you, 91 degrees I'm going with.
Wow. Finally.
The dogs don't even want to go outside.
It's hot. But to lighten up your day, country artist Brad Paisley is coming to the FTL War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September, and we want to send you there. And it's a Live Nation show. Caller number, what do you want to do, Jennifer? What caller number today for the Brad Paisley tickets?
Caller number 4.
Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win the tickets, but only if they agree with my LeBron James take. Only if they agree. Agree with my LeBron James take.
If then you go to the next person.
Yeah, then I'm gonna go to the next person. That disqualifies you automatically. So 305-567-0560 if you want the Brad Paisley tickets, but only if you agree with my LeBron James take. So let's see where we go here. 560, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm calling for Brad Paisley.
Oh, hello. What is your name?
Jeanette Spillane.
Hey, Jeanette, let me ask you a question. If LeBron James would have stayed with the Miami Heat, you think he would have more championships than he does right now?
Sure.
Boom. She's going to Brad Paisley. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait. And Brittany, when she asks you, who's LeBron?
No, you don't know that, dude. Why would she randomly be listening to us?
Dude, the way the world works now, I'm more than sure somebody has something on their phone that goes, boop, boop. Oh.
Brad Paisley. They probably saw it on Instagram. Oh, wait. It's not on Instagram. I don't know.
Anyway.
Oh, somebody just called you Brad Paisley.
Oh, man. Take a break.
I mean, is that not the first female winner we've ever had?
Nah,
no,
it's definitely
no
not.
We get them
definitely
all the time.
Not.
We've had different ones.
Definitely not.
Oh, really?
Brad,
yeah.
The ladies love
Brad Paisley. Well, because I never hear, you know, I don't.
Anyway, actually, we have a lot of ladies calling right now. I'm sorry, ladies. The ladies love Brad
really?
Paisley. Yeah.
They love some Brad Paisley.
I see
Paisley.
A Stacy. I see a Liz. I see a Gertrude, I see a Morgan. That could be
Gertrude.
A I just made that one up.
There's no way Gertrude is less than 7.
I can't
7.
Deal with you. I can't.
Like, you can only be a Gertrude if you're under 3 or over 80. Can you imagine
poor
being middle, like in college?
Heat Colt
hey,
says,
"What's your name, Gertrude?"
Heat Colt says, "What a cheap stunt by Tobin." What does that mean?
Yep.
Because
it means you did a bit to get the give away the tickets.
I didn't need a bit. I added the bit when the callers were already there.
Bread pastry.
I'm just glad she said yes. Sure.
She didn't even say yes. She said sure.
No, she agreed.
Yeah.
Sure.
She,
in my
she
eyes
took
is
a moment.
Yes.
Close a moment of pause.
You should ask her who is LeBron.
No, we don't have to get it.
No, you don't.
Why do you need more
do
questions to try and get it to like your that. Side? She already agreed with me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get her on my side. Listen, I have not fought you on it. I know, just let this one go.
Thank you. Take a break. Back after this.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze. We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze.
let's love.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM, excuse me, on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. As who won the tickets again there, Brittany?
Jeanette.
Yeah, Jeanette. What a great take by her, man.
Well, we almost lost her because
Why?
Of your bit.
What do you mean we almost lost her?
Because the call dropped after you put her on hold. Mm. And so then I was having to go through the callers and be like, hello, is this Jeanette? Hello, is this Jeanette?
And did she stay on, I'm assuming?
She called back. She's like, the call dropped. I was so scared. I was like, I was looking for you, girl.
Mm. Well, I'm glad that she won. Somebody says, so Tobin, was that your mother, sister, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, or a cousin that called for the tickets? Well, it was nobody. I don't play with radio contest rules, Lito Ford. Let me tell you something about me, okay? I come from the depths of radio soul, all right? I don't play with phone contests, my friend, all right? When they say caller number four, it's caller number four, all right? So you minus one. I appreciate that you said my bad, you rat bastard, but I don't want to ever hear that. You don't know what life is until you spend a Saturday afternoon just screening radio calls and being harassed by prank callers. That's radio. Speaking of radio, longtime Philadelphia radio host Howard Eskin says that the Sixers are likely to fire Daryl Morey, that his job status is on life support. Oh well.
Like, yeah, I guess. Like, I mean, the problem is not him.
It's not him. And then he also just traded Jared McCain and said that he had reached the ceiling and he's cooking for the Thunder, too. Why would you trade anybody to the Thunder if in good faith as a
Clearly, they know something you don't.
I would say, hey, Daryl Morey, who is the king of Too Cuteville, you know, half of that is saddling your career to Joel Embiid and James Harden your entire life. But... You know, if you call up Sam Presti, do so at your own peril right now, dude. I would just say, like, that was probably not a good move. And apparently Joel Embiid was really pissed about that, too. Them being rats off a ship on a first-round pick right away. Pretty wild. Pretty yep. wild. So, I wish him no success, but it doesn't look like I have to worry about that because it seems like the Sixers feel the same way.
I mean, do they have, like, that's not going anywhere good anytime soon, right?
I mean, Edgecombe can always take a jump, and playoff PED can get back to the Bain Lab this summer. You know, maybe get to a strip mall down here and you know, reintroduce himself to some good juice.
But what about your highest paid guy?
No, there's nothing. That's a done. I mean, the same thing. He's like James Harden. Things you know that are going to happen in the playoffs every year is James Harden choking and Joel Embiid's going to miss like four games with some weird-ass injury or illness, and then he'll be out for the middle of a series, and then he'll come back for the end just to see them get swept or gentlemen swept.
Right.
The same thing happens every year. It's the same thing. So no need to dwell on that one for any longer. But hit the bricks there, Daryl Morey. See ya.
Hit the bricks. You're not a big fan of Daryl Morey.
Nah, he's like the leader of the Pied Pipers out there of the James Harden stuff. So I very much blame him for his nonsense.
I mean, not for nothing, but James Harden went off on him, didn't he?
He did. He called him a liar, which would let you know what a fraud he is. If like the orchestrator of your propaganda for all these years is now calling you a liar, that says something about you.
Yeah, the one guy you supported.
Yep. Crazy, man. So that's that. Marlins are back in action tonight. I got to figure out who to gamble on with Eury Pérez on the hill. I'm not going to gamble on him. I'll tell you what, that much.
No. Like, okay, can we put, what is it called, a moratorium?
On him?
On Marlins pitchers. Not because of their ability, but because what they do with pitchers. It's just a crapshoot.
Yeah, I don't like betting on pitchers anyway. It's maybe a nice thing to throw into a parlay if you can get a real juicy number, but it's
not even worth the juicy number because, like, again, you have no idea what the skipper is going to do with the pitcher. No idea, especially on this team. The only guy you can count on is Sandy, and he got shellacked.
Yeah. Well, he's doing all right. He's just not as he was, like, dominant starting the season. But Yuri's been he's been getting hit hard all season.
Because he throws the dreaded 100-mile-an-hour straight ball.
Yeah.
No movement.
He's feeling it out. Feeling it out. But they got the Twins tonight, 7:40. It might be time to bet on Liam Hicks again. I got to be honest with you. He's
back-to-back games?
No, I haven't bet on him in, like, 3 games.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm saying, like, what are you going to bet on? Did he hit a home run last game?
No.
Who hit a home run last game?
Last game, nobody hit a home run. Jacob Marcy hit a home run 2 games ago, and Xavier Edwards hit a home run.
All right.
But it may be time. But let me ask. Hey, Brittany, you think I should bet on Liam Hicks' home run tonight?
Yes.
Damn it. No, I can't bet on it.
We gotta play mental gymnastics up here.
No, but what didn't last time I said not to do something and it didn't happen.
The last time I said I wanted to bet on Liam Hicks' home run, you said don't do it, and then he hit a home run the first pitch that he saw.
Yeah,
and I was man, that was crazy. She really is the Marlins Mush.
Well, I did tell you to do the opposite, so actually I'm gonna say yes.
Okay, so I'm not gonna bet on him. All right, interesting.
When's the last time he hit a home run?
Friday.
Actually, I'm going to say no.
Nick, you already said it, though. I don't know what to trust now. Because I don't know if you're doing it for the bit, and I don't know if you're genuine. I need to know what's truly in your heart to know which way to go against the mush.
The mush.
I think he does hit a home run tonight.
All right, Leroy, we're not betting him.
Not betting him?
Not betting him. Maybe we'll go Joe Mack tonight for his first major league home run.
I mean, that's going to play, what, 3,001?
Yeah, juicy.
I mean, it's juicy for a reason.
Yeah, but he's gonna run into one eventually.
Run into one?
Yeah, dude.
He hasn't even been making contact.
That's so what happens if Liam Hicks hits a home run?
If Liam Hicks hits a home run, then the curse is lifted, but you've really messed me up because you told me originally that you're a mush, and then now you've demushed yourself, and so now I don't know where to go. I guess I'm just not going to ask you questions anymore.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
But if he doesn't hit a home run, then I'm going to be like, all right, we're on to something here.
So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Except, we'll find out either
except
way.
For my bet.
Yeah.
Because I really did want to bet on him tonight.
But. Just don't do it, Tovin. Just don't.
All right.
Maybe you shouldn't bet on them tonight.
Yeah, he's like 5-1. Joe Mack +600. They're feeling it too, huh? Interesting. Xavier Edwards still a +900. He's kind of on a roll lately. I got to figure this out.
How about the stolen bases and hits thing?
What do you mean?
Like bases? When you go,
Like total bases?
Yeah. Or not total bases, but hits. Like it was cool when we did the Liam Hicks 2 hits, and then we had Marcy stolen base.
So Liam Hicks to get 2 hits tonight is +185.
That's not even worth it.
Yeah, if you want somebody to get 2 hits tonight, yeah, like 2 hits isn't going to pay that much. You get like +300, and if you want to throw it in a parlay, we could do that. Yeah. You think it over. You seem like very torn on it. We'll take a break.
I'm torn because I don't know. Like, yeah. And like, all right, I'll think about it.
All right. Take a break. Back after this.
All right. Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Thanks for that.
For what?
Nothing, dude. Anyway, we got a lot of action tonight as you got two NHL playoff games tonight. The Fightin' Ben Affquacks are going to take on the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 5. That's at 9:30 tonight on ESPN. You betting on Quinville and the Ducks to take the lead in that series, Leroy, or Vegas?
I like Vegas.
Stadium is terrifying. Goes off like a bomb is going off when they score. The earlier version.
I can't believe that corner of Vegas where you almost get funneled into the arena down one street. And everybody eats where we ate. It's amazing how crowded it gets going into that place.
The early game tonight is Sabres and Canadiens. Montreal leads that series 2-1. So game four tonight.
Then they just win 3-2. Well, it was 3-2, and then they pulled the goalie. So it might have been more than that. But
well, Montreal is leading that series, and they Carolina's got their feet up right now. They've already finished off. They swept that.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. I don't even know how that happens. That's like, how did they finish the schedule so quick? We just got
sweep.
The sweep, but they haven't even the other team didn't even play game four yet. They clinched 3 days ago.
Right.
You know, like it was just a very odd jump on the series. I guess they were like, hey, we got to get a game in. So they ended up way ahead of the game on the series. That happened with what was it, the first Panthers Cup or the second one where they were like off for like 10 days?
Right.
But that was the Stanley Cup.
I think it has to do with a combination of two series and not necessarily one, right? Because if your first, so say if you go into the second round and both your teams kind of play five games, then you just start the next series.
You think we got any thuggery tonight in the Timberwolves and Spurs?
Like, absolutely.
Dirty Wembanyama is back in there.
You have to understand that. I mean, that's what Minnesota wants to be. They want to be bullies. They want to push you around.
God, that's gonna be great. Oh, listen, if I was Naz Reid, I want my get back.
Now down low, it's going to be Al Horford. He drives. He goes up and gets knocked out hard. Oh, my goodness. The Heat have resorted to thuggery. And Al Horford slow to get up. Miami, they're down by 19, and they have to resort to the street stuff. That should be a flagrant foul. These Miami Heat players are street thugs.
Jesus, dude. Calm down. He was really upset. And it was James Jones.
Right, of all people.
The Heat have resorted to thuggery.
Now it's Wemby. I think Wemby walks in tonight. He's got a little extra swagger. Like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Is anyone scared of Wemby?
He is a giant.
Are you scared?
Are you scared of Wemby?
Like, let's think of it this way. Charles Oakley was not Wemby. He wasn't going to dominate you like that. But were people afraid of Charles Oakley?
Yeah, he was crazy.
Right, exactly. Okay. So when it comes to the skill on the court, yeah, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, are you afraid of Wemby? No.
No, it was
looks like 2-7 irons.
It was a cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot.
It really was.
It really was. So, no, I don't think I would be afraid of him. I think if I'm Wemby, I'm scared going in there.
But what? Really? Of who?
Yeah.
You think Naz Reid is just going to give him the
business? I mean, Naz Reid
cheap shot at him, too. He gave him a shove the game beforehand.
No, I get it. But I think he's about it more than Wemby is. Like, I'm not afraid of Wemby. What is he going to do? Throw another a cheap shot at somebody? I mean, cool. Then you're going to get ejected again.
His elbow is the size of your
arm. Think about it. Think about Ant. Right?
So you would take that's Anthony Edwards to win a fight?
Oh, for sure.
Against Wemby?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Really? Who's it? When
how's
is he?
How's he going to get to him?
I mean, the reach, sure, but like, if,
what he's going to be like this. How do you fight him?
But that sounds scary.
Two guys. I'm talking about two guys who can't fight, not a guy who can fight. If a guy could fight, fine. But you're talking about two non-fighters. How's he going to get to him?
Who's a non-fighter?
You think Anthony Edwards can fight?
I feel like he can.
He can talk a lot of bleep.
I think he got some dog in him.
I think he does too.
I think the person that won't fight Wimby is the center.
I mean, he was training with the Shaolin monks.
You don't think he was
working on peace and quiet, and that got him
elbowed. Very clearly not.
And Wemby's French. Like, I'm not a what?
There's
something about the French. That's what they
just have a bad attitude. Really they say. Just have bad attitudes.
So
Rudy Gobert has not helped
Rudy Gobert ain't going to fight him. They're French.
Exactly.
Rudy Gobert is not going to fight him. I think if I was going to go with anybody, I feel like it would be right back to Naz Reid. Maybe Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels is probably the one that has the biggest screw loose there.
To further my point, who's afraid of Rudy Gobert?
Nobody.
Okay, exactly.
Because he's French?
No, they just don't have, like, him and Wemby don't have
Rudy
it.
Because he's Rudy Gobert.
Because he's Rudy Gobert.
Cyril Gane is French.
Who?
Huh?
Cyril Gane is French. He's fighting for the heavyweight championship at the White
House. He's also MMA fighter.
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's a level of expectant, like,
George St. Pierre speaks French.
Huh?
George St. Pierre speaks French. He's from Montreal.
Okay, but they're fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fighters. They're not basketball players.
Yes, they're not.
You guys would really take Anthony Edwards in a fight against Wemby?
Not even, like, 1,000%.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
Wemby's just tall.
Yeah, he's just tall.
No, he's not just
like
you
know what you are. You're like the kindergartners that say,
I can't
fight him. He's in the first grade.
He's not just tall. He's taller than everybody by a lot.
Okay, but just because he can put his hand out. That's all he has. Like, you think that he has any pack behind his punch?
You think you could get knocked out by Wemby?
Yeah, I don't love my chances.
Just charge at him.
Oh my goodness!
I don't love my chances.
Go for the legs. He'll come down. Like, you see those skinny legs?
How could you go for the legs? He literally could reach.
Go for the knees. You guys, go for the ankles.
No, you get down really low. Okay. You get down low where he can't reach you because he's so high up there.
You're still in MMA.
You guys are acting.
Shoot for the legs.
Hold on. You guys are acting like he's Boban or that he's Bull Bull. He's still an incredible athlete. Like, have you seen some of the recovery that he has and the quickness that he has? You're acting like he's a huge stiff out there.
No, I'm just acting like he looks like two ink pens.
You can act like how he is, in it, but he's still one of the best players in the league. Like, everybody's going to say, oh, he's just this, he's just that.
Players, not fighters. You don't know what he's
right.
capable
of. Exactly. So he's a great basketball player. He might not be about that life.
But he's not going up against any fighters. That's my point. You guys are just giving it to Anthony Edwards because you think, he's got more swagger. It's still a matchup
not
of
swagger.
two guys who can't fight.
He got more badass in him.
How? Because he talks bleep? What's the answer to that?
At some point, you got to back it up.
He did. He sent Naz Reid to the canvas. One bow.
Ant-Man. You don't think Ant-Man. Okay, let's list
Ant-Man's the half of Naz Reid's size.
Ant-Man, Naz Reid, and Wemby.
I would take Naz Reid. I would take Naz Reid.
If talking trash, who's backing it up?
I would probably take Naz Reid out of all of them.
Okay.
But he's a lot bigger than Anthony Edwards.
Dude, why are you caught up on size?
Because, Leroy, he's larger than anybody in this fight.
He's just taller. Okay. He ain't larger.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah. Reach is never to play to result in any fight ever.
No, I'm
Idiot.
Not.
But, like, also impact.
Idiot.
Like, you think that Wemby has he packs a hard punch. I don't think he does.
Doesn't matter. If he literally could go, come get me. Boom, 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 boom.
You think?
He could literally just hold him out like this, like Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
Have you ever
But that's not
fight?
Winning in a
yes,
fight.
Yes, Leroy, I have been in a fight. You know who I haven't fought? An 8-foot person.
Man. I got to tell you.
You know how many people?
On this one.
Leroy. You know how many fights that I watch of guys who come into a room and say, I got that dog in me. And then you know what the dog is? The reach. They can't get there, dude. You know how many people have said that to me? Do you know how many fighters say that to me? That I'm going to outwill
professional
them.
Professional fighters, though.
Yeah, that's my point. Everybody thinks that they got that dog in them. You want to know what sometimes matters? The measurables, dude.
It didn't matter for me.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
You got that dog in you. You would take on any... body anywhere, anyhow.
And you've won every fight.
It didn't matter.
Okay.
It didn't matter. You don't have to win.
So you would also beat. You would also beat Wembanyama.
See, that's
in
the
fight.
Difference between you
no,
and me.
No, but you would also beat Wembanyama.
I get in the fight. It was to make a point, not to win the fight.
Dude, we're not making a point, dude. We're talking about a fictional series between basketball players, and you think that a guy being 8 foot and as athletic as Wemby doesn't matter?
Would you take UD over Wemby?
Yeah, but UD can fight.
How do you know this?
He can fight. We gotta go. End of the show. Bye bye.
I just don't like
the
drama that's surrounding him. We both.
Leroy just zags when everyone zigs.
Zag you.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.